For years, I tried everything, but no matter what, I couldn't make this debilitating anxiety stop. It felt like my nervous system was trapped in constant noise with no off button. I lost weight, I lost my job, and honestly, I lost myself. Each morning, I'd wake up asking how much longer I'd have to deal with these negative thoughts and emotions. But now, I'm happy to say that I feel like a completely different person. And the answer, it wasn't a pill, it wasn't some 10-step method, it was something way simpler. And when I found it, man, it solved this thing for good. So in this video, I'm gonna break down the 3 things I did to transform these negative thoughts and emotions so that you can apply it to your life as well. The first thing I learned is what you resist persists. You know that moment when a thought or an emotion hits you and you instantly tense up? You brace, analyze, fight, anything to numb a negative emotion or to stop an intrusive thought. But here's the thing, anytime you resist, your brain records a message, and that message is, this must be dangerous. And when your brain records that message, your anxiety alarm goes off. And when the anxiety alarm is on, your nervous system does exactly what it's designed to do, which is it starts scanning for threats and it begins releasing stress hormones. So what this does is that this creates thoughts and emotions that match the danger signal. So you'll experience feelings like worry, guilt, dread, anxiety. And I get it. You just want to be able to laugh at a joke, enjoy a nice meal, spend time with family without dealing with these negative thoughts and emotions. But the more you resist, the more your nervous system rehearses the same danger loop. It's not punishing you. It's protecting you based on what you taught it through resistance. So those negative thoughts and emotions are your body's way of saying, hey, there's danger here. Do something. But here's the paradox. When you react to those thoughts as if they are threats, when you argue, when you analyze, or panic, you confirm the brain's suspicion that danger is real. That reaction feeds the loop. So what looks like anxiety out of nowhere is actually your nervous system replaying the last lesson it learned. And the lesson goes, resist, alarm, react, repeat. This is the loop. So escaping this loop isn't through more control. It's by sending the opposite message to your nervous system. That is, letting the thought or feeling come up and go without reacting. This tells your brain, Sean isn't reacting, so you can turn the alarm off. And the moment your brain stops ringing that alarm, the thoughts, the sensations, the emotions start losing their power because they're no longer needed for survival. Once I learned this on my healing journey, things began to click. Before, I felt like I was at the effect of my negative thoughts and emotions. No matter what I did, I couldn't make these thoughts and emotions go away. I actually felt like the victim. But when I realized my resistance to the thoughts wasn't just a reaction, but it was a fuel for these thoughts, that's when I realized if I can create the anxiety, well, I can uncreate it as well. This leads me to the second thing that helped me heal. Understanding thoughts versus thinking. If I was to ask you right now, what's a thought and how is that different from thinking? What would you say? Most people don't realize there is a difference, but this one simple shift can change everything. Look, a thought is automatic. It's a spark. It's just appears. You don't choose it. You don't summon it. It's your brain firing off messages. But thinking, that happens after the spark. Thinking is when you grab onto a thought, turn it over, analyze it, argue with it, replay it, or try to fix it. That's when you go from a 2-second thought to a 2-hour spiral. Thoughts aren't problems to fix. You can choose to not react to a thought. In fact, thoughts are just brain noise. It's the thinking about the thoughts that reinforces the thought loop. Your brain throws out 60,000 thoughts a day. You're not engaging with every single thought. But you notice that the thoughts that keep repeating are the ones you feed attention to. That attention tells your nervous system, this thought must matter. So please keep sending more of these thoughts. This is why you can't just stop your thoughts. In fact, you were never meant to. What you can do is stop feeding those thoughts. Let them be there, like clouds. You just witness a thought. You realize that the thought loses its urgency. You don't need to fix it. You don't need to analyze it. Just view it as a simple thought. And what happens is that your brain starts learning, we can have thoughts and still be safe. That's when real desensitization begins. Now, the reason why people have difficulty not engaging with their thoughts is because they're too identified with the thought. What happens is that you don't see it as a thought, you see it as your thought. That makes it feel much more personal, like it means something about you. But that's also why the pull feels so strong. It's not the content of the thought that matters, it's the meaning you attach to it. When you start seeing thoughts as a temporary mental event, just signals moving through, you break the spell. And that separation between you and the thought is where freedom starts. Again, this sounds incredibly simple, but once you start making this distinction, negative thoughts will never affect you again. But I want to go one layer deeper, and that is emotions. Because as you stop getting tangled with thoughts, you'll notice that there are waves underneath those thoughts. The heaviness, the tension, the fear, the emotions that seem to rise out of nowhere and pull you back in. And that's where the next distinction completely changed everything for me, which was understanding the difference between feelings and emotions. Feelings and emotions are actually different. Emotions come first. Feelings come from emotions. Emotions are raw energy. It's your body's automatic response to a moment, thoughts, or memory. They're not good or bad, they're just signals. Now, the sensations you feel in your body when that happens, the racing thoughts, the heavy chest, the pit in your stomach, those aren't emotions themselves. Those are symptoms of the emotion. They're the body's physical translation of that energy that's moving through you. Then comes the feeling. A feeling is what your mind calls that emotion once you notice it. Your body feels a surge of energy and your mind says, I'm anxious or I feel sad. That's the label. That's the story wrapped around that anxious energy. So emotions happen in the body. Feelings happen in the mind. And here's where people get trapped. They start thinking about their feelings instead of feeling their emotions. They feel a rush in the body, they label it as fear, and then they start reacting to that label and trying to fix it, trying to escape it or judge it. That's how emotions that could have passed in just 90 seconds turns into hours of suffering. But when you let emotions pass through you without the label, without the story, the emotion completes on its own. The nervous system releases it. You start to feel lighter, not because you forced calm, but because you stopped interrupting the body's natural reset. That's the paradox of recovery. You don't get better by feeling better. You get better by allowing yourself to feel. And that's where peace begins. Not from control, but from allowing what's already happening inside you to finish its cycle. If you're watching this right now, I know how exhausting it is to wake up every day inside your own mind and feel like you're fighting a war no one else can see. To want so badly just to feel normal again. But I want you to hear this. There's nothing broken about you. Your brain and body have just been doing what they've been designed to do. Protect you. They just didn't realize the danger was over. And once you start showing your nervous system that it's safe, by not resisting those thoughts, by noticing the differences between thoughts and thinking, by letting your emotions finish their cycle, everything begins to change. You start laughing again. You start tasting your food again. You start feeling like you again. And that's not because you found this perfect trick. It's because you finally stopped fighting yourself. So if you take anything from this video, let it be this. Your healing isn't waiting on some miracle. It's waiting on your permission. The moment you stop trying to fix every thought or emotion and instead let your body learn that it's safe to feel again, that's where freedom begins. And it's a lot closer than you think.